Well, howdy guys, and how are you on another hot one in the UK? Why do so many migrants want to come to the UK? Is it the lovely, fantastic weather that England has? No, most of the time it's rainy and windy and cool. Damp. So that's not it. Is it because the UK has a great working market and there's plenty of room, lots of vacancies, and you can get ahead? No, there's not that many jobs available, and they're not very good pay either. And everything's so expensive in the UK that you'd have to earn a hell of a lot of money to live well. Most people in the UK are living from week to week. So I guess it's not that. Maybe it's because it's such a big country with plenty of room. Of course, we all know that isn't true, don't we? It's quite a small island, really, with a lot of people on it. That's why all the houses are stuck together in a row. Well, what could it be then? Well, it's been known for a very, very long time that people from India used to come to the UK to have their baby, because it's free. This is, of course, just my personal opinion, but I believe they're coming here for the benefits and the free gifts they get. Some people in the UK are on the housing list for years, but these people come from outside and get a house immediately, and get given all the gifts, bypassing the person that's actually born and bred in the UK. In other words, they jump the queue. They're given special treatment. Of course, this sort of thing, word of mouth, gets around, and they tell all their friends. It's the same when you go to a place and it's really nice and cheap. Very soon, they're all sold out for months. In other words, the UK is an easy touch. I believe in Australia they get turned around before they land, so you don't see so many boats going there. And really, to be honest, most of these people just want a better life. Well, don't we all? But it's caused a problem in the UK, because people have seen these people come in illegally and been given preferential treatment, and the people that were born and bred in the UK have not. They're still struggling. Some of these people are so many of them, they take over a whole village. And a lot of people feel that they're gradually being taken over. Which of course confuses them. Because these people have more rights than the people that actually live there. Whichever way you look at it, somebody has to pay for these people. Because they're not paying themselves, are they? So other services obviously suffer. And the UK infrastructure is basically broken. They can't even fix potholes in the roads. I myself personally don't dislike somebody because they're from an ethnic background. I've always been the same throughout my life. It's who that person is that counts to me. And you can get good and bad in every human. But even to me it feels like the country's being taken over without a shot being fired. I guess you've got to ask yourself, why and how is this happening? Well, weak, ineffective government. I mean, what government puts other people from outside of the country makes them more important than the people are actually living in the country they're governing? To me, the future of the UK looks very, very bleak. Even when I go just for a short trip to go get groceries or something, there's more people speaking a foreign language than there is English. And they're not holiday makers. It's always been the place for the haves and have-nots. Class distinction. But every day more have-nots are being created. Even the people now that have some money are feeling the pinch. Because now they're having to pay for the lives of somebody else who hasn't contributed in any way. It's no wonder a lot of the UK people are angry. Anyway, guys, what do you think? I know it's a touchy subject because I'm not allowed to say anything about it normally. But the noise has become so loud, I don't think they'll be able to keep it quiet. Of course, I could be wrong. So if that's the case, goodbye, fellas. See ya.